All right, this sort of a emergency impartation to me. As I was praying and getting myself ready for school tonight, I was led by the Holy Spirit to call Junior and get this conference set up. I want to give you a statement that will protect you in years to come in this level of the spiritual realm of LTMA. Here's the statement. As an apostle of Jesus Christ, I do not give advice. I give accountability for the activation of advancement. Let me give you that again, because this has not come out of a book that came out of the spirit world. And we must understand where LTMA is going. So as an apostle of Jesus Christ, I do not give advice. I give accountability for the activation of advancement. In other words, when I speak to you all, I'm not giving advice. You have to develop yourself in a childlike faith to be able to capture or comprehend what the Spirit of God is saying at any given time. I'm going to go through some things today, step by step. And let's get this straight too. Size is not the issue. Substance is the issue. Because if the substance is right, the size doesn't matter. The manifestation and the demonstration will uphold the vision. Okay. Also know this, accountability and availability are not the same. Accountability and availability are not the same. You can make yourself available, but not be accountable. Therefore, there will be no integrity. So what we're trying to do is get an alignment and advancement of integrity among ourselves. The MBBs, when they tell you something, you need to follow it real close, because they're following orders that it came down from the headquarters. Stability and substance and the supernatural is so important at this time, as I begin to give you some pointers that I want to give. We all need to be seasoned with abundant grace. I think the Apostle Paul did it well, and I think it's in Corinthians. I think it's I don't know, the 7 Corinthians, 10, and where he said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Most of y'all know that scripture. But we need to be seasoned in this season, with abundant grace for the raising of governing territorial churches. Now, these are new terms to us. Governing territorial churches. Now, some in LTMA asked me for information, or asked me for, or not, some didn't ask. I just started telling them what they need to do. They didn't follow it. They're not following it. And so, therefore, failure has come. And you have to know that you're wearing LTMA name, you're wearing my name, and I've had people talk to me on various occasions talking about lack of integrity, and I had to minister to those people. And so here I'm here. I need each one of y'all to get under this grace, because I don't want to have to separate from you if you're not going to do what's right. The importance of being able to governing over the spiritual atmosphere of your ministry and of your vision. That is important. That got to be, let's just base all this on John 16:13-15, with the Holy Spirit showing us. Three times, and the Holy Spirit will show you. The importance of keeping over your ministry, whether you're a pastor or an evangelist, whatever way the Lord is using you, and you have to have evidence for every aspect of ministry you call yourself to. You can't just take on a title because somebody called you that, or somebody had a dream and a vision and try to walk in that office. You got that office will hide from you a long time until you're proven that you're ready for it. Now, if you take an office, if you take a title and you're not ready for it, Satan has a meeting of a celebration party, because now they got you wearing something you're not capable of wearing, and he'll wear you out, and your ministry will never grow. You'll never be productive. See, sometimes people think, as your leader, try to keep up with me. Sometimes people think you're trying to hold them back, but as your leader, I know the danger of some of the things that you all have already started before you met me. And some things you had to back down to get your hand on the steering wheel properly, that you can drive this thing like God wanted driven. So keeping a spiritual climate conducive and correct for the ongoing victory for an advancing church. Listen to this. Keeping a spiritual climate as a climate of integrity, honorable, prayerful, obedient. Keeping a spiritual climate conducive and correct. Notice that. For the ongoing victory for an advancing church or an advancing ministry. So the lesson here, the Lord is raising up such churches and ministries across the earth who will be responsible to keep the heavens open for the Lord. Now, that's a very important statement, because you see, if there are any mode of conniving or any mode of not being submitted to your leadership, you can't keep the heaven open. You can pray, you can sing, you can fall out, you can do what you want, you can have a good outline. But when that heaven is closed, brother, it's like, sister, it's like brass over you. So that's why God has LGMA, me with this 46 years of experience. Now watch what I say, very important. 46 years of experience recognizing insufficiencies all 46 years. Inadequacies all 46 years. So what I'm saying to you, I'm saying is that if God can take this inadequacy that is in my ministry and manifest and demonstrate, he set it before you as an example. So through the experience and through the anointing, when I speak to you, I'm saying something to you to advance your ministry. Are you following me? Now, I'm talking to everybody. I got all your list, your name before me here. I got the list, your name. I got who your MBB is. I got the name of your churches, name of your states. Send the folder on my computer, on my desk. And I want to make a difference in your life, but I can't make a difference. I've had some hard-headed, some say, yeah, lie. Well, somebody gonna get put out, because I'm here to put something in you and to advance you as a minister and advance your ministry and help you, but I have to have accountability and integrity in order for that to happen. So keep the heaven open, all right? So the awesomeness of the time, how God wants to have demonstration of new waves of his power. And I'm seeing it every day. I'm seeing it every day because I'm spending time with it. And so I want to see your ministry advancing. I don't want you in the same spot. I don't know what organization you came out of. I don't know what group you are with. But it's not the same old, same old. All our times are valuable. My time is valuable. Your time is valuable when I call you like this. But I'm prompted by the Holy Ghost. We got to take this thing serious. And we got to, you know, stop making excuses, and we got to bag our MBB up. They don't want to look bad. You're not there. You're not online. You're not You don't show up at no meeting, and they're trying to cover you, and you know some of y'all can be there, and some of y'all can make more effort. I see the same people all the time. Same people. Everybody else got an excuse. We got to stop that, because God is trying to get us somewhere. Now, those who have been listening attentively and obeying God's prophetic voice are about to see the greatest fulfillment of prophecy in their individual life. Now, see what happened. I see people try to build ministry, but they don't build an individual life. That is important. I remember some 25 years ago, I talked to a young man. Young man had given me an honorarium, and I turned around and looked at him. I said, I'm not accepting this. It wasn't about the money. It was about the grades he was missing. I said, go back and do better than this. And then I said, son, do you have a portfolio? Son? I said, do you have something, a portfolio besides just church business? He said, no, sir. I said, well, get it done. And after the years passed, he did that. And he got a guest house in another state and all kind of stuff. Not because he did it the right way. But he just didn't know. So I don't be talking to you as a rookie of things that I have not seen. But I need you all to stop just being a member. I need y'all to step up. You got other people I think we're blocking, other people we need to see your advancement, see your blessing, and then we can get them on our wing and train them that this gospel of the kingdom can go forward. The Lord wants us to see us governing churches that have become the spiritual womb to bring forth the greatest manifestation of apostolic power the nation has ever seen. So there's not no small thing. We're talking about lighting your torch. We're not talking about no small thing. We're not talking about you being the same. We're not talking about you going through the same mess, the same trial, the same test without passing them. We're talking about advancement. We're talking about enlargement. Both ministry and the minister. Because let's go back, both minister and the ministry, because the minister has to receive in order to create ministry. I like this statement. I want you to hear it. The churches in many lands will rise against all limitation, restriction, fear of men and religious hierarchies to fulfill their destiny in God. In other words, that's what I want. That's what I did to a certain degree. Limitation, fear, restriction. I went through all those walls by grace, by the goodness of God. So I believe God connected us together for that to start happening throughout the nation. That's why we're together. We're not just together to come and clap our hands. Every day, I'm working on your situation. I'm praying for you and praying for your dear man. We should be doing that for each other, not having same old drama every year, same old thing. It's time for us to see unusual manifestation of God's power, creating a holy fear in the house of God. There's got to be manifestation and demonstration in your life as a minister, in your leadership, for to create a holy fear of the Lord, that the Lord can open his secrets and his mysteries and his covenant to us as leaders and to the people who follow us. Just bear with me a moment. I'm trying to get some things out because I see our churches and our leaders missing some things and going around in the same circle. We got to stop pretending. You got to be clear with the MBBs. When they ask you a question or when they bring something to you, you got to be clear with them. And definitely, you know, I'm expecting the MBBs to be clear upon this thing because this is the way we got to get it done. We need to see more. I'm seeing more and more the manifested presence of God in the midst of my ministry, in the midst of my service. Whatever I'm seeing, you're supposed to be seeing it also. How many do I have online, Leon? Junior, are you there? David, you there?
I was trying to unmute myself, sir. 99.
99, okay, all right. All right, mm-hmm. All right. Listen to this next statement very clearly, because I think it's going to cause a shift in your ministry, a shift in your relationship to LGMA.
And I 100.
Think, okay. I think if I don't, if you get this statement, it will make everybody's relationship different today on this spot right now. Everything will become different. When you rise to the maturity of childlikeness in character, as one of Jesus' deepest revelation about becoming as a little child, I think over the years, crust can almost build around our brain. But crust get there, and when the Lord is trying to crack it, he can't crack it, because sometimes we think somebody trying to belittle us or misuse us or lead us astray. I don't want to follow that close. And one man one time came to LTMA when the MVBs got through with it. He said, oh, I'm not looking for this. In other words, I'm not looking for no responsibility. I'm not looking for no accountability. I'm just looking for a fish fry. You know, free ride. You know what I'm saying? He didn't want to grow. He just wanted to say he belonged to something. But that's not what LTMA is about. So this childlike, this is a statement. We will rise to the maturity of childlikeness in character. The two words don't even mix, maturity and childlikeness. But that's the opposite of the spirit world. You see, the opposite of the spirit world, maturity is childlikeness. Now, not childish, not being childish, but willing to fold, willing to grow, hungry. Child don't think you ask them all the time. You tell a child, hold up. Child just sort of like follow you and then learn something. That's the way a child begin to mature. And guess what I want you to get ready for? There will be a release of the greatest manifestation of revelation and power gifts the world has ever seen. If we can get on one accord, if we can get in agreement what LTMA is all about, there's enough substance, there's enough wisdom among us to cause things to happen that we will not have room to receive the ministers that will come in our midst that we could help. And this is where I got to get now. You say apostle or anybody following the rules? Yes. All the guys who follow the girls following the rules, they're getting results. They're on this line. They're getting results. That's why they're on this line. They're getting results. There are some people I see some girls I see in the roundabout way. They're going to jump on it. They're going with it. I just went to a young man church, just step up in his church, minister for him, call him back and change the time of his service. I saw what he could do for his ministry. You know what he said? Okay, sir. He had no excuses, no. And that's apostolic. I would not impose something on a ministry if the Lord didn't give me the permission to do it. But you have to trust you. You have to trust. Because I want all the ministries to start growing more. But we've got to grow inwardly before we grow outwardly. I think ministry is trying to grow outwardly and haven't grown inwardly. And God not going to trust his people to you in that situation. See, every meeting we hold, every call we make, somebody called instruction fussing. One time a lady told me, stop fussing. Fussing? What I got to fuss about? I'm trying to find the mechanism that make this ministry, our ministry, is what God wanted to be. So quite natural, I had to chop some things, chop some trees down, and bulldoze some things to get it done. But it's all out of love, you see what I'm saying, concerned about the ministry. Now, when I think it's in Hebrews, it talks about Jesus back to giving witness with signs and wonders and demonstration of the Spirit. These demonstrations of supernatural power will bring in the greatest harvest of souls into his kingdom. You see, we can have all kind of advertisement and the computer and the internet and all that, but you ain't got no power. You get some pleasure, but I mean, real, when the church is going to get in real power, when our anointing bespeak that the power of God is using us. So we're talking about raising up governing churches. An apostle will set God's power in momentum. So we're talking about this. Let me go back to this. Some of these collars y'all wearing with no evidence. Quit that mess. Quit letting people call you something that you're not. Because the people who call into you look at you and laugh in their private time because they know you're not that. You don't have no evidence. You don't have no proof. So it's sort of a jackass aspect. Don't do that. Don't do things behind my back thinking that you're getting over something. I'm trying to get you in line. You go to me and tell me, say, Apostle Thompson, I believe I'm a prophet. I say, all right, let's sit down, let's talk. Might not have to sit down because I know you're ministry. So, no, you're not a prophet. Going back to do what you're doing. Maybe God is bumping you to let you know in the future, but you got to say a few no and a few yes and a few amen before that happens. Are you following me? Now, most organizations are taking you, suck you dry, just money. They're all about money and patting you on the back and you want to be big. I ain't got no time for that. I ain't got no time to have no organization talking about being big. I want to help people. I want to help the men and women in this organization. If you knew my heart, now my son know my heart, and the sons that are not blood to me, that are close to me, know my heart. If you know my heart, you know if I tell you something, I'm telling you for your benefit that I'm believing the Lord lead me that way. And most of the time, you follow it. You come out right. Because I'm able to do it right then to God. If it's not right, God will correct me. Now, I might sound like a filibuster, but I'm not. I'm just trying to tap this thing to understand that you are not just in an organization. You're in a place where God is caring about you, that we can be in fellowship, that we can help one another, that we keep our mouth off of one another. We don't say crazy things. We're in agreement with the scripture of how divided should fall. I just got heavy in my soul, in my spirit, recognizing how easy you can miss it and go through a whole lot of trauma that is not necessary. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to keep that from happening. Some of it's happening now. And some things I might have to correct and direct or do something with in the near future. If correction I make, because I've spoke to some people and they haven't did what I told them to do, and now it's backfiring on the bottom falling out, you know, the house on fire. So it's important that we respect, again, when the MBBs talk to you, because they wouldn't be MBBs if I didn't recognize that they had the ability to be, all right? So let's get it together. When they come and tell you, say, look, we need to tighten up here, you need to tighten up. All right, now, I'm going to say a few more things to you, but I think you can pick up my heart why I got your performance in Burgess and Cole. I'm just trying to get you, we need to pay attention. What we're facing here now is 2020. Changes of all kinds. Yes, some of them are economic, social, culture, technological, political, religious, are happening at an accelerating rate. All those changes taking place, we who are leaders in the spirit world should be on top of all of this. Should be on top of the economy, the culture, the social, the technological, the political, the religious. We should be on top of it because he who we serve, he who guides us, is greater than economy, social, culture. He's greater than all of that. The boys proved it throughout the Bible. Jesus proved it with the five loaves and the two small fish. I mean, we're ahead of all that. The wisdom that Solomon operated, the wisdom that Jesus operated, was way far beyond all academic, all institution, all psychology, all science, all socialism, all humanism, all secularism. What we are doing is greater than all of that. We've been downtrodden so long. I came from the old school where the ministers were downtrodden, just ruled by everybody else. But actually, they are kingdom ambassadors. We are kingdom ambassadors. And we've got to begin to see ourselves like that, pray like that, study like that, and have integrity and honor that the Holy Spirit can produce things in our lives and our ministry that are not normal. Pastors, for our church to be able to ride these waves, we need to have clear apostolic strategies that will help us have objective action plan to build for the future. What we got to do with that, the apostolic have to come back. Now, I say this to my class, let me say it to you. There are no more foundational apostles. The foundation had been laid by the 12 apostles. What happened, and I told my class in my school, what happened is the apostles laid the foundation, but for years and years and centuries, it had been built upon Rome. So our job might be a little harder because we come to the people who think they got it built right. Oh, Lord, you got a problem on your hand. So we got to tell them, no, don't do this anymore. No, it's not in the name. It's in your integrity. Yeah, a lot of things we had to change because to get them to build it right. I mean, we done had all these denominations come out. We done had all these denominational walls had come out. And we've gone through all these transactions. And a man who a woman on have some type of direction is wondering what's going on. Tradition, religion, when Jesus came through with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he had to tear a lot of things down. They thought they had that scripture written on their head, all kind of stuff. But there was a lot of stuff they were not following the revelation of God's grace properly. And so that's what we're doing now. You know, I put on the grace message from Titus. If you look in Titus, you'll see where that wrong grace teaching is wrong, because grace teach you how to live a holy, pure life if you're going to live under grace. All right. All right. Let me go for a moment. What we want to produce is ministers that can provide a cutting edge by releasing their spiritual or their spirit creativity and the revelations of God's heavenly blueprint to pave the way and work for them. See, we got that. LTMA is a heavenly blueprint. It had the evidence from me, from a lot of those your brothers and sisters who in the LTMA have ministries that are flourishing, that going forth, following in my footsteps, kicking my heel. And that's what I want for everybody. I want them to embrace apostolic wisdom to build and to bless. To embrace apostolic wisdom to build and to bless. Now, in LTMA, what time is it? I'm on the door. In LTMA, we need champions of cooperation and not of competition. Champions of cooperation and not of competition. I think we've done well in that area, and we need to keep doing well. We had to have biblical understanding, godly cooperation, revelation knowledge, and apostolic wisdom. Let me give it again. Biblical understanding, godly cooperation, revelation knowledge, and apostolic wisdom. Now, one of my favorite verses, and just the other day the Lord revealed to me that actually a ministerial verse, I've used it as a prosperity verse, but it's used as ministerial prosperity understanding by obeying God. Joshua 1:8. That's about ministers, a ministry and a minister walking in God's given prosperity. So I say that to make this statement. I wanted in LTMA that one can take the ability to assume responsibility for their own ministry success. That's mine. My aim is to teach you independence, if I can use such a word, that you have enough under your belt, enough in your mind, enough anointing, enough dominion to know how to build a successful ministry. Joshua 1:8 laid it out. But you got to do it. You got to understand, the Lord said Joshua was like he was because he paid attention to Moses. And you notice his instruction when Joshua about to take over, he said, as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. Poor Joshua didn't know how he was with Moses. So every you look to the Bible, every successful ministry had a successful connection. That is powerful. Every successful ministry had a successful connection. Now, the ability to structure the church and its ministry for growth, success, will soon ensure ministry not only survive, but prevail in the future. Okay? All right? So I want every LTM member, I'm just looking at my list, Oral Bradley, Alfonso Brick, Kenneth Brankley, I'm just calling some names now. Claudette Abel, I'm just calling some names. Sean Back. I just want to break out of survival mode and move into successful mode. Now these names I call, I'm not saying they don't want them to survive, but I'm just calling names. I'll call Leroy Jr. I'll call Dan Daniel Robinson, who got the largest church in the organization. But I'm saying that success is at our doorstep. And the thing that I'm sharing with you is not hokey dokey or little junk stuff. The reason I call this meeting, very few times people have somebody call an emergency impartation. But I just try to follow the Holy Ghost. I went down to my office there and pull out a notepad and start looking at stuff. And I heard it calling me. I called Leroy Jr. right at 11:12. He ain't know nothing about it. I asked him this. I said, when is my next impartation? He gave me a date. I said, no, at 2 o'clock. What he did? Off the phone, on the phone, never try to argue with me, never try to tell me, Daddy would do this. No, he just got y'all on the line. That's the way I operate. Because I want the best for you. I want you to grow and develop. I don't want you going in these little circle stuff. We are powerful. We have the ability. We need to get some more meeting this year. Why the MVPs go to every meeting? Why y'all can't get to the meeting? Why do I have the testimony? I went to every meeting I wanted to go to broke. My wife and I both working a job. We ain't had no money. We had children coming up. Some way, somehow, you know that. God made it possible for us to be at the meeting and nobody knew our financial condition. Nobody. God gave us a seat. He gave us a hotel room. He gave us shoes. We drove most of the time. We couldn't catch no plane. You have no idea of how ignorant I was to go to another state I didn't even know how to use a fork. Didn't know what an entree was. God trained me all those years. So what I'm saying is, I know what I'm talking about. I know how to do this, but I need a cooperation. I need y'all to be, like y'all get on this phone. Now that can show me, I called a meeting, now, over 105 people on the phone already. That showed me I have confidence in that you're interested in what I'm saying, but I need to see more effort. I need y'all to be at these meetings. I'm going to college next month. Y'all need to come head toward Baton Rouge. Be at the meeting. That's why the MBB, they're sitting on this all the time. All the time. Every time I open my mouth, they're there. That's what we want with the LGMA. I know some of y'all think y'all can preach better than me. I ain't no problem about no preaching. We're talking about ministry, man. We're talking about how many scriptures you know. We're talking about manifestation. We're talking about good success. We're talking about Joshua 1:8. See, I've done Joshua 1:8, and I'm constantly doing it all the time. And that's why God placed me as a leader. Are you following me? Just a few more minutes. Guess what I'm going to actually do? Here's a challenge to us to shift our paradigm, open ourselves to prophetic revelation and apostolic wisdom in laying the true foundation for success. That's what I want you to open up to. A few more minutes. The environment and culture in which we are called to minister is rapidly changing. It is in this changing environment that a new dimension of leadership is desperately needed. It needs a leadership that cannot be dominated or fashioned by the environment. These men and women must be part of that environment, but vessels made. These men and women must not be product of that environment, but vessels made and fashioned it by God's grace and power. Just a few minutes. I'm going to read this and I'm going to close up. These emerging leaderships are renewed with kingdom thought pattern. I preach on the kingdom Sunday. Their kingdom concept and values are their source of strength for daily living. For this reason, they are not manipulated by man, nor do they become paralyzed by fear of failure or defeat. Get rid of it. This type of leadership draws spiritual resources from heaven and live by God's grace, breaking limitation of their own inadequacies and weaknesses. I'll read that again. I think this is some of what this phone call is about. These type of leadership draw spiritual resources from heaven and live by God's grace, breaking the limitation, plural, of their own inadequacies, plural, and weaknesses, plural. Their type of leadership anointing centered on the prophetic, apostolic, and pastoral. They are prophetic in perspective and in purpose. They are apostolic in teaching, function, and church government. I'm going to close there because I know I call y'all at the last moment, but I just want to speak to this. I want us to tighten up this year. I want us to 2020 is a year of plenty. And I know what God has in store for us. Make me proud. Make effort to get to the meeting. No matter what church or what place I am, I'm going to do some hotel meeting this year in different states. So we're going to rent a big room and we're not going to do no singing. I'm coming up just going to be sort of like a seminar and just minister the word. Father, we just thank you. We know we can talk. I'm blessed the Holy Spirit reveal to the heart of every person online while we're talking now. I expect LTMA to be blessed. I expect every member, every minister to hear your voice, make changes that need to be changed. open doors that need to be open, closed doors that need to be closed, that apostolically and prophetically, they would adhere to what you're saying to them today. And I know, Holy Spirit, you can speak, you can take one statement I made and make it so clear to any person on this line. I'm just thankful for every one. I'm thankful that as I look at this list, I'm thankful for everyone, Father. Audrey Cochran, I don't know his name. Thank you for Brian Coon. Just thank you for Kevin Dickinson. I just, all the different people that you have assigned to be under my care and covering. Kenneth Johnson. Thank you, Father, for Carlton Keller. I just, I just praise you. And then thank you, Father, for Timothy Dunn. I just thank you, Father, for Willie Dunbar. Just thank you, Lord, that you're moving in a mighty way. My congregation put it in everything we've been locked out of is opening today. Places we couldn't step are now designed in our way. But we'll see scripted in Moshaka, Suku Banan Siki de la Manturukushi, Ide Basa Tatata. I heard the shaking is for the making. The shaking is for the making. The making cannot take place without the shaking. The making cannot take place without the shaking. Onendo Rabasa Toro Manzi. Ora menschun deska nam ruma sa. Ora basa taraku se tere vokos. Satoru basike tere. Oh, oh. Shamondre sikono manta. Ebe yuk. Andele boku se de destroy. Andele boru basa. Ebe ban is removed. Jere boru mamare se tete didi. Open your mind. Open your soul. Now listen, let me close with this. There's positional salvation I've been teaching about. There in Acts 4:12, Romans 1:16. There's progressive salvation when you come down to your soul and your body in Philippians chapter 2, I think it's 12 and 13. Work out your own salvation. And then in Hebrews 4, I believe, he's talking about neglecting so great a salvation. So it's just like that with ministry. Your call and the anointing and the life is there for it. But by the same token, you've got to progressively work your ministry to come out like it should. And then you cannot neglect to continue all the time. Stay after. You can do this. God bless you. I'll talk to you when I see you again. I'm through, Junior.
Thank you all for attending this impartation call. Have a great afternoon.